Each stage of life, a chance to grow. With faith and love, the blessings flow. Seasons of life, seasons of life.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another splendid episode on the silsila Seasons of Life, in which we discuss the different phases of life that you and I, that a person goes through. And subhanallah, for today we do have a brilliant topic of discussion, and that is regarding the honor of a father. Yes, we are going to be diving deep into this topic of discussion, discussing various different aspects. But before that, let us first and foremost mention the excellences of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which our beloved master, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has very beautifully mentioned that whoever writes salat upon me in a book, angels shall continue to seek forgiveness for them as long as my name remains in it. Subhanallah, subhanallah. What an excellent reward this is, viewers of Madani Channel, for writing the beautiful name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and thereafter writing sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the reward for that is angels shall continue to seek forgiveness for you as long as the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remains in it. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So you and I, we should also form that habit to write the beautiful name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also, whenever you write the beautiful name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, always write sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, nowadays we see that some write the abbreviations S-A-W in English. Some just write, some write sword as short form. Some write P-B-U-H. So this should be avoided at all costs. The full form of it should be written sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us also take this opportunity to send salawat upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So yes, viewers of Madani Channel, we are discussing the honor of a father. And when a time comes in a person's life where they remain single, then they get married, mashallah, and then they have kids, they have offspring, and they attain the rank, the status of becoming a father, of becoming a mother, subhanallah, and there is so much of reward in that. You know, and often at times we hear regarding the high rank, the status of a mother, you know, and we hear so much about mothers. Very seldomly do we hear about the rank of our fathers. Very seldomly do we hear about the silent struggles that they go through with life, that they have in their life, that they don't share with anyone. They keep it to themselves just so that they could support their family, they could support their children. So today, inshallah, we are going to be highlighting, of course, the rank of the mother and the father, but we're going to be focusing on the honor of a father. You know, dear viewers of Madani Channel, serving one's parents is such a great blessing. Yet some of us, you know, do not serve them, and we miss out on the blessings that come with this, failing to understand how great these personalities are, you know. And as I've mentioned in the beginning, that we hear about mothers, that, you know, their du'as are like the breezes of Jannah. Paradise, Jannah lies beneath the feet of your mother. And also, subhanAllah, the mother's feet have been described as a threshold of Jannah. Undeniably, nobody can be compared to a mother, and there is no substitute for her in this world. Yet, when it comes to serving, respecting, and honoring the father, the same level of attention is not given, ladies of Madani Channel. Love for the father is not expressed as much, even though he has a special and significant role in our lives. Let me narrate to you an incident, a parable. A man had four sons. When he got sick, one of them presented an unusual proposal to his brothers and said, "That you three take care of our father, you'll earn so much of reward. But because of this, do not take any share from the inheritance. Or you can give me the responsibility of caring for him. I will serve him and not take any share of the inheritance in return." What an unusual agreement, right? Who turns down money nowadays? Yet that one brother knew the reward that would come for serving his father. So the three brothers, they responded, "What could be better than this? You take care of our father and do not take any share of the inheritance." This agreement, it was settled. And the son served his father until he passed away. The latter passed away. Now, the devoted son did not take any share of the inheritance, just as promised. What happened next? One night, he has a dream in which he heard a voice saying that, "Go to such and such place. There you're going to find 100 gold coins. Take them. Are there blessings in them?" The voice said, "No." The following morning, he explained to his wife, "In my dream, I was told of a place where there are 100 gold coins. I did not take them because they have no blessings." His wife said, "That you are a very strange man. First you give up your inheritance, you didn't take a single share from it. Now, you were given gold coins, we are poor. You should have taken them." He said, "No, I don't want wealth with no blessings in it." The next night, he was shown a place in his dream and was told there are 10 gold coins at such and such place. "Go and take them." He asked again, "Are there blessings in it?" "No." The reply was, "There's no blessings in it." That morning, he told his wife about the second dream. She said, "How strange, from 100 gold coins down to 10, you should have at least taken the 10. He said that if there are no blessings in them, I do not want it. On the third night, he was shown a place where there was 1 gold coin and he was told to take it. "Are there blessings in it?" The answer came, "Yes, there are blessings in it." That morning, he went to the place he saw in the dream and brought the single gold coin back. He used it to buy 2 fish for his family, thinking, "If nothing else, at least I can give them a good meal." When he came home and cut the fish, guess what happened? He found a pearl inside each one. As these were now extremely rare and unique, he put them away to keep it safe. On that very day, the king of the land issued an order that he wanted a pearl of a specific color and type. So the king's ministers, his representatives, they visited all the jewelers in the city, but nobody had the right one. Eventually, they learned a man in a certain neighborhood found pearls inside a fish, the likes of which no one has seen. Once they found him and saw them, they said, "Here is exactly the kind of pearl the king wants." It was shown to the king. And he said, "Yes, this is the one." Now, the price of the pearl, it was discussed. And since goods were transported on donkeys and horses in the past, the man said that this pearl will cost you 50 mules loaded with gold. The king, 30 mules loaded with bundles of gold, and purchased the pearl from the man. Look at how much wealth came from the blessings of a single gold coin. And that was from selling only one of the pearls. The king took the pearl to an expert in the field, and the expert said that one pearl alone will not bring out its true beauty. When a second pearl of the same kind is found, then its real beauty will be seen, will be realized. The king said, "Find another pearl, even if it costs double the price." The search began for the other pearl, but it could not be found anywhere. Eventually, people returned to the same man's doorstep and asked, "Do you have another pearl like this?" And he said, "Yes, I have another pearl like this, but it will cost you double the price." They bought the second pearl from him in exchange for 60 mules loaded with gold. From this incident, viewers of Madani Channel, we learn not only the importance of serving one's father, but also that a small amount of wealth with barakah, with blessings, is far better than a large amount that is haram and devoid of blessings. So in any case, because the son served his father, Allah Ta'ala enriched him with unseen treasures. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Can you see the reward divis of Madani Channel for serving one's father, serving one's parents? Subhanallah, subhanallah. Now in the Holy Quran, in Surah Baqarah, in Arabic, Baqarah, it means cow. There's a beautiful story behind this. The Surah, Surah Al-Baqarah, the Surah mentions the story of a cow that was the most expensive in the world. And people of the time paid for it by filling its hide with gold. And it was given to a young man who served and obeyed his mother. Due to his obedience to his mother, Allah Ta'ala granted him a cow the likes of was not found anywhere else in the entire world. The lesson to learn from these parables are valuable for both parents and children. You know, parents often say they want to leave a lot behind for their children. You earn for your kids, build houses for them and set up businesses. Yet do you not think whether what you are earning for them is halal or haram? Do we not stop and consider what kind of upbringing and tarbiyah we are giving them? Remember that if you leave wealth for your children, but do not give them a proper upbringing, they will use that wealth to commit sin. Punishment for this will fall upon you, as it was you who left the wealth for them. Now it's reported that Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiallahu ta'ala anhu had very little wealth as he left this world. Somebody said to him that, "You left nothing for your children?" What a beautiful reply he gave. He said, "If my children are disobedient to Allah Ta'ala, it is not right to leave anything for them. They're going to spend it on wrongful things, unlawful things. If they are obedient to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will grant them from His unseen treasures, make them self-sufficient, and bless their sustenance." Subhanallah, subhanallah. Now here the views of Madani Channel, let's discuss two things here. First, we have righteous children who correctly use the wealth left by their parents. And secondly, we have halal wealth. Even if halal wealth is little, Allah Ta'ala places blessings in that small amount for the family. There are many examples in the world where millionaires leave massive businesses behind for their children who embroil themselves in wrongdoings and cause businesses to fail quickly. On the other hand, a poor man can pass away whilst his children are righteous. Allah Ta'ala then blesses them and their wealth so much that they surpass their father in business. One should seek halal sustenance from Allah Ta'ala. Saying, "Wallah, whatever you give, make it lawful, full of blessings, replete with goodness and brimful with peace." Even if the amount of halal wealth one has is small, it still has, you know, untold levels of blessings. So yes, the views of Mother Nature. This is what we need to instill in our children. As of now, the views of Mother Nature, we do have a very beautiful kalam in the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let us go and rejuvenate our hearts, minds, bodies and soul in the love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thereafter, we will be back to discuss much further, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Pyare Islami bhaiyon aur Madani channel ke nazreen, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, bachpan mein jo mujhe yaad padta hai, zindagi mein sabse pehle agar maine koi naat padhi thi to wo yahi naat thi jo aaj main aapke samne ek bar phir pesh kar raha hu. Kis tarah paon rakhe ya sahib-e-basirat, ya sahib-e-basirat. Kis tarah paon rakhe ya sahib-e-basirat. Aankhein bichhi hui hain har ja teri gali mein, duniya teri gali mein, ukba teri gali mein, ukba teri.
اب کہاں چلے
مدینے مدینے
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نندی دانندی دا جبھی افسردا قدم لغزیدا
چلا ہوں ایک مجرم کی طرح میں جا جانب طیبہ چلا ہوں ایک مجرم کی طرح میں جانب طیبہ نظر شرمندہ شرمندہ بدن لرزیدہ لرزیدہ نظر شرمندہ شرمندہ بدن لرزیدہ لرزیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نمدیدہ نمدیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ لغزیدہ
کسی کے ہاتھ نے مجھ کو سہارا دے دیا ورنہ کسی کے ہاتھ نے مجھ کو سہارا دے دیا ورنہ کہاں میں اور کہاں یہ راستے پیچیدہ پیچیدہ کہاں میں اور کہاں یہ راستے پیچیدہ پیچیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نمدیدہ نمدیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ لغزیدہ
کہاں میں اور کہاں اس روضہ اقدس کا نظارہ کہاں میں اور کہاں اس روضہ اقدس کا نظارہ نظر اس سمت اٹھتی ہے مگر دزدیدہ دزدیدہ نظر اس سمت اٹھتی ہے مگر دزدیدہ دزدیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نمدیدہ نمدیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ لغزیدہ
مدینے جا کے ہم سمجھے تقدس کس کو کہتے ہیں مدینے جا کے ہم سمجھے تقدس کس کو کہتے ہیں ہوا پاکیزہ پاکیزہ فضا سنجیدہ سنجیدہ ہوا پاکیزہ پاکیزہ فضا سنجیدہ سنجیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نمدیدہ نمدیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ لغزیدہ
بصارت کھو گئی لیکن بصیرت سیرت تو سلامت ہے، بصارت کھو گئی لیکن بصیرت تو سلامت ہے۔ مدینہ ہم نے دیکھا ہے مگر نادیدہ نادیدہ، مدینہ ہم نے دیکھا ہے مگر نادیدہ نادیدہ۔
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نندیدہ نندیدہ، جبھی افسردہ افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ لغزیدہ۔
وہی اقبال جس کو ناز تھا کل خوش مزاجی پر، وہی اقبال جس کو ناز تھا کل خوش مزاجی پر، فراق طیبہ میں رہتا ہے اب رنجیدہ رنجیدہ۔ فراق طیبہ میں رہتا ہے اب رنجیدہ رنجیدہ۔
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نندیدہ نندیدہ، جبھی افسردہ افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ لغزیدہ۔
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ، what a beautiful kalam in the praises of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔ May Allah سبحانہ وتعالی grant us all the complete love for his beloved Habib صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، آمین یا رب العالمین۔ الحمدللہ، coming back to our topic of discussion, in which we are discussing the honor of a father. And just before going to listen to this kalam, we have heard regarding the beautiful parable, and we have mentioned also that even if the amount of halal wealth one has is small, it still has so much of blessings in it. You know, many millionaires suffer from illnesses that mean that they cannot sleep through the night, while a poor man who runs a stall sleeps peacefully at night, prays 5 times a day, his children are obedient. This shows tranquility of the heart is what truly matters, not money. Now, a father, maybe this mother eternally, father is like a tree that shelters his children and bears the heat of the sunlight himself. He works day and night for his children, and they could eat in comfort. We may not realize it, but a father sacrifices his own desires to provide for us and to fulfill our wishes. You know, when a child insists on buying something, the father goes beyond his budget to make his child happy. This is what my father did for me and what your father did for you, enduring hardships to provide ease for you and I. You know, if you sit under a tree, you'll find it cool, you'll find it relaxing, you'll find it comfortable, so peaceful, in the shade, enjoying it. But from above, the tree itself is very hot because it takes all of the sunlight upon itself. Your father, an immense blessing given to you by Allah Ta'ala. You know, it is your father who held your hand and taught you how to walk. It is your father who always wants you to succeed. In this world, most people become jealous and dislike seeing others progress. But your father is that person, that unique person who feels happiness, who feels joy and pleasure when you succeed. Because the bond between a father and the children is a selfless one. He will endure sorrow, but he will not let his children feel sad. You know, if you become demoralized or you face difficulty, your father will reassure you and he will say, don't worry, don't worry, I'm here for you. Even if he's worried himself, he may be under a lot of stress, but he doesn't let anyone at home know of the stress or problems that he is facing. He knows that if he tells his wife, she's going to become stressed. So there's no benefit in warning them. So he endures it all alone. Sometimes taking a loan, lives a tough life, but never lets harm come to his children. A time comes when the child grows up and the father becomes old. Now it's the child's turn to look after the father. Remember, even if we serve our parents our whole lives, we can never ever repay their kindness and sacrifices. They cared for us when we could not walk or feed ourselves. It was they who looked after us when we could not do so. It was they who gave us clothes to wear. It was our parents who dug deep and raised us to become the strong people we are today. Now that it's our turn to serve them, we need to consider it as an honor and serve them wholeheartedly. Don't just consider it as a duty. No, do it out of passion, wholeheartedly. You know, fortunate are those who serve their parents. Many parents do not provide that opportunity because they spend their lives looking after their children and leave the world without anybody caring for them in return. Some say they never even had the chance to look after their parents. Imagine your father provides for you and your mother showers you with love, mahabba, until the end. They did this so much. They didn't give us the opportunity to serve them in return. Such was their level of affection. Allahu Akbar. Father, it is he who is the pillar of the entire house. Yet no one thanks him or understands the pain he silently endures. You know, he is the benefactor of the entire household and a sheltering tree for the entire family. That poor soul, he works so hard, provides shade for us. He favors us with his efforts and whatever we have is all his. This is not just what I am saying. This is what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said. Yes, a son came complaining of his father to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, my father wants to take my wealth. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, bring your father here. When he arrived, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, your son claimed you want to take his wealth. Is that true? The father said, please ask him what I do with the money I take. How do I use the money I ask him for? I spend it on hosting relatives and fulfilling the needs of my family and children. As this conversation took place, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, he appeared and revealed that this father has composed verses of poetry in his heart but has not said them aloud. Ask him to recite them. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you have thought of poetry you have not yet recited. Father said that Allah Ta'ala always increases our iman and insight via your miracles. Before reciting this poetry to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the translation of that is that what that father wrote, he says, that I gave you with food and carried your burdens from the day you were born. When you were little, you were fed by what I earned over and over. Whatever illness or sorrow came upon you, I stayed awake all night to look after you. My heart feared you dying, although I knew death is inevitable for everyone. My eyes cried as if the illness that afflicted you at night had struck me instead. I felt pain. I became restless. I was troubled. I raised you until you grew wings and reached a point where I hoped you would help me. But you repaid me with harshness and rude words. If only when you disregarded my rights of being a father, you had treated me as one treats his neighbor. At least then you would have cared for me a little. Hearing this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he began to cry. And he took he grasped that son's collar and he said, idhhab anta wa maluka li abik, let go, you and your wealth belong to your father. Allahu Akbar. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that you and your wealth belong to your father. Today, when sons give money to their fathers, they say, father, Abad, this is mine, that is yours. How much do you expect me to give? Why do you ask me again and again? Your father never said such things when he fed you. Instead, he sacrificed his own meals to put food on your plate. He put his dreams aside to raise you. He rarely wore new clothes, but always bought you new clothes, new shoes, new everything. He brought you everything you asked for. Did we, divas of Madani Channel, ever stop to think about the last time your father bought something for himself? Did he ever say, I really like these shoes, so I bought them for myself? Maybe, really. Instead, a father always says that I bought this for my son, I bought this for my daughter, or I bought this for my wife. Parents are extraordinary people. They do not live for themselves, but they live for their children. But when children, they grow up to disrespect their parents in return and verbally belittle them, imagine how much this hurts the parent. I mean, books describe the respect a father deserves. You know, a son should stand before his father the way a servant stands before his master. When a father commands his son, the son should respond with labbaik. This is the right and respect he deserves. Yet today, the situation has deteriorated so to such an extent that the roles seem, you know, reversed. The son behaves like the master and the father like a servant. Now when the father says, son, I need some money, the son refuses, saying, I do not have any. When the father says, son, come here, I need a favor, the son replies, I don't have time. Allahu Akbar. You know, a hadith mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may choose to delay punishment for all sins until the day of Qiyamah. Yet, punishment for disobeying parents is also given in the world during a person's life. As a result, if a person disobeys his parents, his own children will disobey him later. You know, a well-known incident. It tells of a young man who got married. His father was old and coughed frequently. His wife said that, hey, get this old man out of the house, get rid of him. Son, he willingly swayed by his wife. He took his father and they went, intending to abandon him in a very isolated place. The father said, son, are you really taking me somewhere in this cold? At least give me a blanket. The disobedient son, he brought his own young boy with him. And the boy said that, grandfather, I'll give you a blanket. When the child returned, he had cut the blanket in half and brought one piece of it. The disobedient son asked his child, why did you only bring half? That child replied that half is for him, and when you grow old, I'll have to take you somewhere also. I'll give you the other half to you then. The disobedient son, he cried as he understood that what he was about to do to his father, his own children, would do to him later. Allahu Akbar. We used to hear retirement homes were only in Europe and America. Now, we see they are being built in so many places. People are beginning to put their fathers in these places. How naive. This was the gate to paradise, which children have thrown out of the house and put in an old age home. The father grows old and coughs, it annoys you. But have you ever thought of how you soiled and wet your bed in your youth, in your childhood? You were helpless, yet back then the father never removed you from the house. Have you ever thought about how many nights your father spent awake during your childhood? A child can only understand these things when they become a father themselves. You know, then he realizes how difficult it is to raise a child. Nowadays, there are many facilities available, like diapers and other conveniences. We should think about how 30 or 40 years ago, when we were little, how did our parents raise us with such little money? Allahu Akbar. Now, those who are young should remember that there comes a stage in life when, after growing old, a person becomes like a child. And this is a cycle of life. Person grows old, becomes like a child, as if life has, you know, has come a full circle. Childhood, youth, then old age. Old age and childhood are at the same level. Just as a child does not understand things, an elderly person also struggles to understand. A child is stubborn And an elderly person can also be stubborn. If a child's level of understanding is low, that of an elderly person will also decrease. You know, we often say, how can a father be so stubborn? Do not think of him as a 60-year-old anymore. Think of him as a 6-year-old. When a 6-year-old insists on something, who argues with a child in this moment? Rather, you feel love for the child. If your father is 60 years old, his level of understanding may have decreased. Now he deserves to be treated with love as well. When your father insists or does not listen, you should understand that you are talking to a 6-year-old child. By thinking in this way, serving your father will become much more easier, and nothing he says will feel offensive. Now, usually frustration comes from thinking, why isn't he understanding what I'm saying? We should refrain from getting angry. Remember that only unfortunate people behave disrespectfully with their elderly parents. Allah. So it's imperative upon us, Divis of Mother Nation, that we respect our father, we honor our father, we love our father, and we understand our father. We don't take off with him. We don't shout at him. It's haram. It's prohibited to shout at your parents, to abuse them, whether emotionally, verbally, mentally, physically, in every shape or form. We should not be doing this. The Quran teaches us that we shouldn't even be saying "uff" to our parents. Rather, we should shower them and we should speak to them with kind words. When you do this, then you will see barakah, you will see prosperity in your life, in this world, in the qabr, and in the hereafter as well. So now, Divas of Madani Channel, before we go any further, we do have a very beautiful piece of nasiha, very beautiful piece of advice. Let us go forward and listen to this beautiful nasiha, and thereafter we will be back to continue with our topic of discussion for today, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he states, من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليكرم جاره. Whosoever believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the final day, then let him honor his neighbor. Honoring neighbors, be kind to them. Yes, protect their privacy. Don't backbite, don't spread words, falsehood about them, maybe sharing their secrets, whatever it may be happening within their home. Of course, do not harm them. It's not just that though. It's helping them if they need any help, sharing your food with them, being a source of peace and happiness rather than a thorn in their side. Allahu Akbar. Islam teaches us that, yes, we must pray our salah. We must honor all of the laws of Islam. And part of those is taking care of your neighborhood, which of course begins with your very own neighbors. We must honor our neighbors. When was the last time you visited them? When was the last time you have shared a kind word with them? When was the last time you were there to comfort them? When was the last time you were there to even ask them, offer them some sort of help? We should always be there for our neighbors.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mashallah, mashallah. A very beautiful piece of advice, a very beautiful piece of nasiha. Every day is a learning day. Mashallah, we should also implement what we have learned from this beautiful advice. And advice is something that we should take in order for us to grow, to progress, and to improve our lifestyle. Well, alhamdulillah, coming back to our topic of discussion, in which we are discussing the honor of a father. And thus far, alhamdulillah, we have discussed many, many various different aspects pertaining to this. You know, it's reported that a son once became overly annoyed with his father. He planned to take his father to a canal and push him into the water. When he took his father to the bridge over the canal, the father realized what was happening and said, "Son, not here. Go further ahead and push me where the water is deep." The son was perplexed. "What are you saying?" And the father said that, "I push my father into the water at this very place. What you are about to do to me is what I did to my father. And now I'm facing the consequences of my actions. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So the use of Madani Sharia, this is something that we have to avoid. You know, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahimahullah, he said, when foolish, wicked and ignorant individuals gain strength and power, they test it on the elderly father and disobey his commands. Say, soon the time will come when they grow old and they will taste the consequences of their actions. You reap what you sow. And the punishment of the hereafter is severe and everlasting. And likewise, Sayyidina Thabit al-Bunani, rahimahullah, he says that a man was seen physically abusing his father. People rebuked him, saying that, what is this? The father responded, leave him, for I used to hit my father at this place. And this is why my son does the same to me. This is the consequence of my actions. Do not blame him. Allahu Akbar. So in this world, we bear the consequences of our actions. You know, children who respect their father well, in turn be respected by their own father in the future. And if you ever see children kissing their father's hand, ask him if he honored his own father. He will surely say he did. The person who respects their father, Allah Ta'ala will make the person's children obey him. So love your father, Deeds of Madani Channel. Love him, respect him, and do not discourage him. Some foolish people refuse to meet or talk to their fathers. You know, a mother hugs her child tightly, calling them, you know, my dear one, and you know, other loving words. Although a father may not express it clearly, he truly, truly, sincerely loves his children. And that is why he does everything for them. You know, he may not say it verbally, but he feels compassion, affection and love and care for them in his heart. So acknowledge this at least and appreciate your father's love. Sometimes a son should say to his father, whatever I am today is because of you. This will definitely fill his eyes with tears. Allahu Akbar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that, be chaste and your woman will remain chaste. Treat your parents well and your children will treat you well in return. Allahu Akbar. Some only maintain a good relationship with their mother and argue with their father. This now has to be avoided, this must be avoided. You know, one must respect and honor the father as well. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has said that the father is the central door, the middle door of paradise. It is your choice whether you protect this or abandon it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he also said, a son cannot fully repay his father's rights unless he finds his father as a servant, purchases him and sets him free. Now an important point is mentioned in another hadith, that the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala is in the pleasure of the father, and the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in the displeasure of the father. Allahu Akbar. You know, Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Na'imi rahimahullah, he says something so beautiful, that no matter how much a son serves his father, he can never truly repay his father's rights. The only possible way to fulfill his father's due is if the son is free and wealthy and the father is a servant. The son should buy him, so the father becomes free the moment he enters the son's ownership. Allahu Akbar. Leaves of Madani Channel. If a person's father is pleased with him, Allah Ta'ala is pleased with him. If his father is displeased with him, Allah Ta'ala is also displeased with him. Someone visited the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is most deserving of my good character? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered, your mother. He asked, who after her? Your mother. Who after her? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said again, your mother. Then he inquired again, who after her? At this point, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, your father. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Now, the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have so much of wisdom in it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the mother 3 times and the father once. Why is that so? Scholars of Islam, they say it is because the mother has 3 major favors upon her child. Number one is, the mother is the one who carries the child in her womb for 9 months. The second point is she endures the pain of childbirth. And the third point is that she nurtures and raises the child. Now, the father has one favor. He takes part in the upbringing of the child. And although the father has one right and the mother has three, this does not mean that one should not respect their father. Now, scholars write that serve your mother more, but honor your father more, because he is the husband and crown of your mother. And what does a child do? Both their parents, mother and father, they are arguing. The child is in the middle. What should the child do in this case? Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Radha Khan Rahimahullah, he writes and he says that if a dispute arises between parents, children should neither argue with the mother in favor of the father or vice versa. Children are not permitted to quarrel with either of them. In such situations, one must hold firmly to the way of respect and good manners. Because remember that both mother and father, they deserve our respect. Honor both of them and earn the reward of an accepted Hajj by looking at them lovingly. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that when a righteous child looks at the parents with love, Allah Ta'ala records the reward of one accepted Hajj for every look, every sight. And the reward of Hajj is present in your home, dears of Mother Nature. All we are missing are the loving eyes to look with. The children today, they try to intimidate their parents with, you know, those stern gazes and their red big eyes. You know, pity on the children whose parents are scared to speak with them. I mean, imagine a mother fearing speaking to her own son or daughter, being scared they will react harshly or fight. What good are these kinds of children? When your parents say something, your response should be by saying labbaik, wholehearted, from the bottom of your heart, labbaik. This is the manner taught to us by Sharia, by Islamic law. But the sons and daughters of today, they fail to understand, acknowledge and realize this. Now, there are many whose parents pass away whilst being displeased with them. During their parents' lives, they make no effort to please them. It is only after they die do children realize what they have done. Allahu Akbar. And you know, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that whoever looks at their father with a harsh look has not treated him well. So we should look at our parents, views of Mother Nation, with love and muhabbah. And remember that if your father is pleased, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also pleased with you. Also, let's say, right, somebody's parents passed away, displeased with them. Scholars say the offspring should perform many good deeds, convey the reward of this to their parents and pray for their maghfirah. Pray for their forgiveness. Now keep this in mind that good deeds are not done only through money. And neither is building a masjid the only way to earn them. Offering salah, reciting the Holy Quran are good deeds as well. As you know, for children who continuously pray for their parents, for their parents' forgiveness, by the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, we hope Allah Ta'ala will cause their parents' souls to become pleased with them. And we hope that He will include such children among the obedient. Dears of Mother Nature, there is still time. For as long as you are breathing, there is still time for the rest of your days. Make sure you always pray, make dua for your parents. You know, in fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us how to pray for our parents in the Holy Quran, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَقُلْ رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. The translation from Kanz al-Iman, and say, O my Rabb, have mercy on both of them as they raised me when I was a child. We make this dua. Allah ta'ala, have mercy upon our parents and grant them paradise for all those who have lost their fathers, their mother. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shower His infinite mercy upon them, grant them maghfirah and a high status in Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. You know, the father is the one who held your hand when you were small, taught you how to walk, helped you. And you know, subhanAllah, there is so much that the father did that you know you would not realize. It is only when you become a father, that's when you realize. We all want barakah, increase in our sustenance. And one of the ways for that is, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that whoever wishes his life and sustenance be increased, he should treat his parents kindly and maintain a good relationship with his relatives. You want your sustenance to increase? Here is the way. The way is there. It's your choice whether you want to take it or not. And who is not going to take it? We all want increase in our sustenance. Of course we will take it. For that we need to treat our parents kindly and maintain good relations with our relatives, with his relatives. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also said that when a person stops making dua for their parents, their sustenance is cut off. Allahu Akbar. This is a cause of lack in the blessings of ours in our sustenance, where we stop making dua for our parents. Always remember, when you are making dua, include your parents as well in your dua. Make dua for them. Yes, make dua for your mother. Make dua for your father. And subhanAllah, Amir Ahl Sunnat, Damat Barakatuhum Al Aliyah, he says that parents should be looked after very, very carefully, so much so that when they call, one should drop all work and immediately present oneself in their service saying, Labbaik Ammi, Labbaik Abba. This should be our attitude. This is how our conduct should be. So yes, Divis of Mandani Channel, you know, we should be loving towards our parents. We should be respectful towards our parents. We should not be hurting them in any way whatsoever. We should look at them with the gaze of love, with the sight of love and mahabbah. When you do that, what is the reward? One accepted Hajj. Companions ask, Ya Rasulullah, if you look at our parents 100 times a day with love, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most gracious. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most pure. You look at your parents 100 times a day, and for you is 100 complete and accepted Hajj. How many people go for Hajj every year? Millions upon millions go for Hajj. But who can guarantee that the Hajj is accepted? Who can guarantee that the Hajj is complete? No one can give a guarantee. Here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling you and I with a guarantee that you look at your parents with love and muhabbah, and for you is a complete Hajj. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So yes, we have reached the end of our episode for today. And one thing we can take from this is to value your parents whilst they are alive, to love them, respect them, and obey them. Until then, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Each stage of life, a chance to grow. With faith and love, the blessings flow. Seasons of life, seasons of life.